But Staffan, you usually chair those meetings. Are you ready to chair another?
No, but I'll do it anyway. So.
That's good. Perfect.
That good.
Thank you.
So, do we have an agenda or?
Staffan, this is Bart.
Yes. Hello, Bart.
What I suggest is that we, because say the proposal is reaching its final stages, that we discuss these CCTLD specific outreach and engagement and what we need to organize, if you want to organize anything, and so we can reach out to the regional organizations, etc., and start setting up.
Sorry, but before that, I would really like if we could get a status on. Actually, we have two outstanding issues, and one is the DTA, the SLA, SLEs, and another one is also a very important one, that's the DTC, where we had some things sent out from Sidley regarding how it is pictured graphically. And I'm curious to hear if where the DTC are and the other DTs that had the negotiation, and if that the picture that Sidley sent us, or the diagram, is that correlating with what's been agreed between the DTs. And then I would like to discuss outreach. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I wasn't aware that you wanted to do substantial, say, CWG stuff, but that's no problem. So what I have right now is status on DTA, DTC, DTC, I would say DTC / DTM / DTM status, because that's probably what Stefan can provide. And then the graphical picture from Sidley, and then go into the outreach.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, that's a good agenda then. May we take it in the reverse order, so DTA, DTC, and then outreach and engagement?
Yeah.
I think that's what you said, maybe. Okay.
The only thing is, Paul, are you on the call? I know Paul is in the room, but I don't know if he can hear us. So that's the status on DTA. Paul? Otherwise, Staffan, you start with DTC. Mm-hmm. We change the order. I'll try to ping Paul.
Excellent. So I'll give you a short summary of what's happened. We had quite an intense email dialogue between DTC and DTM last week about the escalation process I guess you're quite oriented into what happened. And just minutes before last CWG IANA meeting, there was an agreement between Donna and Chuck about a text that they were comfortable with, and to me, I just had time to look through very fast, and it looked okay to me, and it looked okay to Martin. So even though we haven't on the DTC list had any expressive discussion about that last final proposal, but I guess that's the one that actually went into the process. So that's all I know about it for the moment being. So. The issue was, of course, the formulation of phase two in DTC regarding escalation. And I think we were quite close at the end of the discussions, so I'm not worried about the outcome of it.
You found a compromise that actually for the benefit of both groups, or how did you think it went?
Yes, actually we had 20 mails in a couple of hours, so at the end I actually lost track of all the changes. I don't know if that was deliberately or not, but But in the end, it became a discussion between Donna and Chuck, and they had this dialogue direct in between them, and Martin flagged an okay, Martin Boyle flagged an okay for this draft proposal at least. So deemed enough to go into the proposal so far. So that's about what happened, and I'm not sure that there actually are too much conflicting left. I haven't really been able to, or had time to assess it in detail, but it seemed fairly okay to put in the proposal at least.
Okay, thank you. I was just curious because I haven't, I've only tracked emails until the meeting, and after that it just didn't seem that there were any more emails, so that means that it's settled.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I agree with this. Let's see when we had the last one, 14. So the 15th, that's Thursday.
Lisa, I don't know whether it's helpful. I note that Grace, Marika and Bernie are working on the, preparing the proposal language to be sent to the group again. And what I've seen, there is no real, one of the, they're still having some issues with say, some of the DTs, what should be included and what shouldn't. But I haven't seen anything around DTC or DTM or DTL. So, say, from that perspective, looking at the drafting, there doesn't seem to be a real issue at this stage.
No.
Okay.
Exactly. So,
thank you. That
so
that is very helpful because I just the email just stopped and I was left in. Did I miss anyone or has it been concluded? Okay. So
I think we're all waiting for the final proposal in the draft, and that's what we need to take a stand towards, as Bart mentioned as well. The DTC and DTM lists are empty when it comes to new males. So I think the whole issue is, in a way, collapsed awaiting a proposal from Secretariat, actually. So that's my understanding of the situation. Some fatigue of the whole issue, maybe. But it seemed there was consensus enough to put it forward, at least. So if
correct. Yeah, and as far as I was following the discussions, say there was some disagreement around some of the details and one or two major issues. If the major issues are resolved, you're left with details. The details can be filled in afterwards or during the public consultation.
Yeah, we need to do quite a lot of work on the draft bill during the public consultation, so that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just curious because I saw the diagram from Sidley where you can see the actual interaction between the different groups, and here it seems that a lot of the escalations also go to the CTNSO and the GNSO, and... And I guess these are the details that need to be filled out during the public comment period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right. And those are, of course, issues, for example, for you and for Paul. But no, everything isn't resolved. But one of the more controversial ones who are standing to complain about oversight of the ANA functions, it seemed we had a consensus on. But as always, it's better to take the written form of the final of the proposal and actually scrutinize that one, because what we say orally in a discussion is it's not sustainable to rely on. We need the written version anyhow. So. I'm quite confident that once we have a written one, we have something to actually discuss. But we had too many versions in too little time, so it was quite impossible to follow in at the end.
And the difference in timeline and or time zones.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't help. No.
No, it doesn't really help.
So no, you're right. Whatever Sidley writes in its pictures or in its graphics will have a huge impact on the perception of the model. So we still need to check out what is proposed quite in detail before accepting some final acceptance, of course. But this is what I guess what was possible, because we had the discussion within between DTC and DTM a week before last meeting as well. And since people are working in parallel, they tend to ignore what other people are doing, and then it becomes as a surprise almost that they aren't all in harmony. And to me, it's quite obvious that wouldn't be the case, that everything will go smoothly. But it was good faith in discussion, at least, and I think those discussions were really good, actually. So I'm not too worried either.
Stefan, Lise, and Paul, can we move on to the next topic, DTA? Paul is now able to join the call orally as well, so not just in the Adobe room. So the next one would be status on DTA. Paul, can you, Lise, you had a question around that, and Paul, can you respond to that one? Lise?
No, my question was just to have a brief status on the DTA. So it was just for the group to know the status of DTA.
Okay, thank you. Can you just confirm you can hear me?
Yes, Paul, we can hear you loud and clear. Not loud,
okay,
but very clear.
Design Team A, as you know, we generated, based on facts, the performance of IANA, documented it, and presented it in Istanbul. We had been consulting with ICANN staff prior to publishing the document, and I was led to believe there wasn't a problem. Post Istanbul, where the CWG members endorsed the program, the SLE work we'd done and agreed it, we were advised that there are some manual processes that we had not covered. We'd covered the automated process. And so we have asked IANA, for a breakdown of their workflow in order to, so we understand precisely which steps, what steps they take, so we can correctly document the processes, but more accurately, the SLE parameters. We were told we had to submit a request in writing for a DICP, I've forgotten what you called it, which we did on the 7th of April via Elise, who was very helpful and forwarded it on to ICANN Legal. And ICANN Legal unfortunately lost that request. When we had our meeting on Monday, the CWG meeting, the whole CWG sessions, I mentioned it, and miraculously they asked for duplicate, and they have found it now. We have, however, not received as yet, the documentation from IANA that outlines their workflow, but there was a note in this morning from Elise, who very kindly said that she is trying to, or the IANA team are trying to put together all workflow process documents, and will make that available to us as soon as possible. The problem we have, as you know, is I was hoping to hold a call today, the 20th, to discuss that document, but we haven't yet received it. So that call has been suspended, postponed, until such time as we receive the documentation and have a chance to review it, so that the SLE that we end up with encompasses all aspects that IANA does with respect to root zone management. So the basis of our work remains the document presented in Istanbul, and we need to refine it to make sure that we cover all aspects. There's an update.
Perfect. No further. I don't have any further questions. Thank you, Paul.
No problem.
Okay. And if not, then I guess we go to outreach.
Sorry, Staffan. If you can see, say the next one is the graphical picture from Sidley.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go there then. Can tell us about it.
No, I was just curious if that picture is in sync with the CSC thoughts. And if you haven't had a chance to look at it, we might deal with it at another time.
When was the picture sent? And I'll look quickly.
Actually, I just sent it to the whole group because it was sent to the client committee. And I sent it half an hour ago to the whole group. Sidley document.
You sent it to the group?
Yes, the stewardship group. It's a one-pager.
Ah, here we are. Okay.
Okay, so in summary, I haven't unfortunately had a chance to look at it. The thing that worries me is this whole process, even for me, who's, you know, I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours, about 370 hours so far on this project, on this CWG stuff. I am really struggling to keep up. And I also am struggling with the fact of how are we going to convey succinctly what's in the best interests of CCTLD managers. And I know that the CWG members have done a good job of trying to find consensus. But we do need somehow to have a high-level picture of how it's going to impact CC registry managers, if at all. Because obviously most CC registry managers do not want any party, including ICANN, to interfere with their daily operation. And so, or their operations full stop. So the image is useful, and I think the debates we've been having within the CWG are useful, but I'm still not sure, and I'm a member of the CWG, where this whole thing is coming out. We have to recommend to the CC community a particular path, and I am certainly not comfortable at the moment because I don't understand the detail. I understand the little bits I'm involved in. But there are so many other moving parts. And I did send a note to Jonathan today just to make sure that the submission that we make and invite comments does address Larry Strickling's concerns, his four questions. I think they will, but it would be really good if it succinctly did it.
You sent it to both of us, and yes, I saw Jonathan responded on it, and I'm not that worried that we're not taking this these questions from Larry into account. I'm more worried, can we have a proposal that's understandable for people? So it's more, I understand it, and I hope others from the group do so, but we've been working with this, as you say, for many hours. And I think we need to do something about how to educate people regarding the proposal. One of it is, of course, going to be the webinars that Jonathan and I are going to do on Friday. But I think also having one pager or maybe an executive summary will help. I've discussed this with Jonathan, and we will further discuss with the group tomorrow on how to do this in a way so we ensure that as many people as possible can actually comprehend what it is that we're trying to accomplish with the model. So I think, we will do our best to try and actually reach out the way you're saying, Paul, to make people understand the model. But I would like us as the CC members to do the same to our own community, because one thing is that the CWG do this, but we also need to have, as in the plan that we're going to discuss in a second or two, the regional organizations involved and to do a broader outreach. But that's actually our next item. So having
I'm looking at the picture, and so my question is very much one of accountability. And the thing that we haven't answered, because I'm not sure even what elements of accountability we've outsourced to the accountability group, the distinct group, but we need, before we can make a formal recommendation, we need to make sure the accountability part is there, because at the moment, IANA is accountable to us as registry operators, CC registry operators, not us to them. And what's not certain is post NTIA, what the accountability track is going to be. And I don't want to leave, and so when, at what point is the accountability section going to be completed so we can see the whole picture? I think I support the direction we are going in. I'm fully in agreement with that. It's just, the big question is the accountability thing, and when will that be ready?
Okay, Paul, maybe I can shed some light into this. Well, in the design team C, there was an escalation path precising what happens in what step, and this was presented even before Istanbul. That it was outlined an escalation path, and then in parallel, DTM made actually three escalation paths or remedial and escalation path. So this is what was kind of a conflict is a strong word, but there wasn't a unified version of what should actually happen, and that is also in the draft that Sidley sent the picture. This is not crystal clear, so and that's because it wasn't actually really fully negotiated at the end, so we relied a lot on texts while discussing this Wednesday last week, and I'm not sure.
That's very much related to the CSC, but actually Paul is asking the overall accountability, and we have two places where you can find what we're relying on the accountability to do. One is actually the letter that Jonathan and I sent the last Wednesday. It's also been sent CWG group. I think Jonathan forwarded it. It's an email to the chairs of the CCWG, and there are four areas that we have highlighted before. And furthermore, in the legal summary from Sidley that's been sent to you today, there's also a final part of this is also which areas in detail than Jonathan and I provided to the group is reliant on the CCWG. So you can find this in the email from Jonathan and me to the CCWG chairs, and also in the email that I sent you today, the summary of the legal structure. That has the last part is the CCWG dependencies, and we don't know when they are going to finalize their proposal, because they're having two high intense working days next week, and I think it's Thursday and Friday next week. Oh, not next week. This week, sorry.
This week, Lisa. And, the 23rd
yeah,
and 24th.
This week. Sorry. Yeah, I'm getting all confused.
Yeah. We all know that feeling well. This is very funny.
Yeah, sorry. And actually, Jonathan and I are going to participate in a meeting tomorrow with the CCWG in order to have the dialogue with them regarding where we see the dependencies are and their questions. So we will know a lot more after this Friday, but we can't, because we're slightly out of sync, we can't coordinate it better than this, because we will have a better overview when Friday has ended, because then we know where the CCWG are after their intense working day.
And this is Josh. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
I just want to say, Lisa, thank you so much. You are working so hard on this. It's, you know, you've got a day job. We've all got day jobs. We do this for the good of making sure that things go in the right direction. Thank you for spending so much time and energy on making sure things are right. But I've got a number of fundamental questions that I will read the documentation, I hope, when I get a chance, but it's just mad at the moment. I just want to make sure that we are doing the right thing for the CC community, having regard that there has to be a level of consensus across the whole CWG. And there are a number of significant things that are out there that have yet to be understood. Accountability is one. Obviously, my thing is the workflow. I want to make sure that the workflow is appropriate post-transition and efficient post-transition, because I don't want this to become a political football. It's a simple service contract. But thank you, genuinely, thank you for all the work you're putting in. It's very good. Sorry, Bart.
No, I just want to add what Lisa just said. Say at the level of, say, it's very clear at the level of CWG and CCWG, there is interaction on it, and the concern you've raised was discussed, I believe, first of all, at the last ISTAT call on last Wednesday as well,
yeah.
And it was discussed on Friday as well in an informal meeting between Lisa Mathieu and the CCNSO Council, preparing for, say, how to include the whole CCTLD community in the decision-making process.
Huh.
And it's very, very obvious, say, the concern you expressed is a concern for everybody, because you're dealing with, say, two parties who are closely coordinating and trying to consolidate their efforts, but it's already an issue for say people on the groups, and let alone for those who are outside, how these two proposals fit together. And then you have the other issue, and I think, Lisa, you pointed this out, how the three proposals will be linked by the ICG.
So I don't want to hog the phone call, and I'm going to shut up in a second, but I want to make sure that the CC community, which is very different from the GTLD community, and a specific site, specific reference is this .sucks. ICANN have referred .sucks to the Canadian and U.S. Federal Trade Commission because ICANN feel unable to control their own contractor. Now, we as CCs want to make sure we do not get embroiled in any ICANN debacle. We want to make sure ICANN has no control over any aspect of a CC registry. We do not wish to become subject to U.S. Federal Trade Commission rules. That's a vital, and that's a new thing that ICANN have just introduced recently. And so this game is getting quite serious now, and there's lots at stake if we cede authority to ICANN, which obviously...
And maybe that's something that's... But this is just a wild thought. Maybe that's something to look at, so especially folk from an IANA transition point of view, as one of the contingencies, risks, etc., that needs to be addressed, and whether, say, that the two proposals together, if there is enough mitigation measure, or if there are enough mitigation measures in place to avoid this risk from really happening. But that's probably it's only possible to do it if you combine the two, and if this type of risk is made explicit to test it against.
Yeah, I think you have a very good point, Bart, I'm very convinced that no one is against what you're saying, Paul, regarding this. No CCs want any U.S. government to take control of their domain. So and we have the GAC, we have the CCs here. So I'm not as afraid of that specific issue, because that we need to solve to a satisfaction level that is very high for all of the CCs. So
as a requirement, it's very clear, but you need to test whether that requirement is met from a CC perspective.
Yes.
Okay, Stefan here. May I just continue Paul's thought a bit? Do we have ability, resources, etc., to go through the proposal before May 20th? Maybe in a location in Europe, a couple of people really in detail walking through the paper and see what the consequences will be, or could we get someone else to do it? I mean, an in-depth analysis of what the proposal actually says. Would that be possible? Any ideas? Could we put together some resources during the public hearing period to do an in-depth analysis of the proposal?
Stefan,
yes.
What I suggest, and maybe Paul, you focus on the center R&R, and I think that's a good avenue, as well as maybe from the other regional organizations. But at least put it at this stage, and maybe that's a question for when you start informing the CC community, raise that as a point. But at least put it on the agenda as something that to raise with the community and say with the CWG members, that we, one way or the other, try to get together in May to run through both the say the combined proposals, because you have to look at it from a combined perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do Lisa and Paul say? Is it a good idea?
Sure.
Is it, assuming it's possible, of course, but
Paul is
saying Lisa.
Yeah.
I got lost in that one. We're gonna have Elinar to look at it, or what would you suggest?
I'm not suggesting anything more than I'm listening in. If it's a good idea to take people, first of all, is it a good idea to take people to sit down and go through the proposals? Secondly, do we have resources to do it, etc.? So what can we do? Because I agree with Paul, but what can we do? I mean, what is realistic to do?
But Stefan, for me, the premise here is a little. What we should have done is actually to track it all the way along. I think as CC members, it's very important that we highlight if we find there is any issues that are not to our benefit at this stage. I think it's very difficult to get back at a later stage being a member of the groups and say, hey guys, this is not good, if it's in the draft from the beginning. Of course, the work we're doing after the hearing is another thing, but what I think is more important than really having a couple sitting down and look at this is to sit down and actually educate people in how does the proposal look. For me, that's the key essence. Having a couple sitting down and look at the proposal will only make people say, do I believe or trust those guys are doing my comments for this? I would rather have a lot of countries understanding what the proposal is and then give their view on will this work or not for them. And actually the way that the comments is going to be is that you're going to have they're making a table. It's a structured comment table where you can put in your comments to specific issues. And you could also just supply a PDF on this. So I'm a bit mixed up.
Answer to your point, Stefan, I would welcome, and I'm not sure who you're suggesting, but
I don't know myself.
So that's fine. So we could certainly speak to Peter Van Roster and say, would the LNR like to do it? But from the documents I have not started reading, but the documents is quite complex. It's very long, and the devil might be in the detail. And at best, all I could do is take a very high level overview and go through it at a high level. The thing has become quite complicated, and it is only a simple service contract. If you're suggesting the three of us or the CWG people should get together, I'm not opposed, and I would gladly make time available to do that. The only thing is we have two other CWG members, the Vika and Eric, that also need to be involved, and their activity or engagement level to date has not been that great. And it would be a shame if it's just the three of us, but I'm happy to do just the three of us, but I think Lisa's probably on overdose. I'm happy to try and understand it better so I can convey it better, but it just seems to be quite complicated.
It is.
But I'm glad if you want to do something, Stefan, I'll do something with you.
This is Bart. This is Bart. May I suggest that we put it on the agenda for an upcoming call either next week or the week after and revisit it after, say, we went through the, once the proposal is out and once it's known what will be in the CCWG proposal, because I think at the end of the day, it's something to be used by the CWG in its upcoming work as well. So it's deferring the answer to the question, but so people can have the ability or think it through. And I'll send the notes to the full list anyway, including Martin and Alan, so they know it's upcoming. And let's say on the next call or the call after, we revisit the question.
Okay. Yep. I'm happy with that.
Lisa, does that work for you?
Yes, it does. It sounds like a very good idea. So,
Paul?
I'm full.
Paul, for you as well?
Yeah,
okay.
Delaying stuff is always good, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, the outreach, because that's a bit of a concern for us, meaning Christina and myself, is... and probably for the regional organizations and others as well. Let me give you a little bit of an update. As a result of the ISTAC and council call, especially of the ISTAC call, the regional organizations are very aware of, of the upcoming public comment period. And they're also aware that they will be invited and should be engaged in reaching out to as broad a broad part of our community as possible. So it's more, I think it w- we all, I hope you all had a chance to go over the document I sent to you, I think about 2 weeks ago, and there are still some actions that need to be undertaken, and one of them, probably the most important one, is first of all send a note to the full community on making them aware of the upcoming public comment period. And my suggestion was this would be from you as CWG members. And secondly, a date, or three things. Secondly, a date for a CCPLD-focused webinar, if you still want to do it. And thirdly, is the need for the summary document and whether the executive summary, Paul kindly shared already, but which probably needs to be updated to reflect the current status of the model, etc., and maybe include the linkages with the CCWG. So these are three major points. So the first one is, and that will be the most difficult one, is having this summary document completed and concluded and agreed by the members. Second is an email from this group to the group. And thirdly, and that's what we need to organize, and so we don't mind, Christina and I don't mind, in involving the regional organizations in organizing a webinar specifically for the CCTLD community. So one, you can use the webinar slides from Friday and make them a little bit more specific for the CCs, and include a little bit more Q&A. So these are the three items, I think, were the main ones from the outreach plan. So let's focus first on the webinar, the CCTLD-specific webinar. Fortunately, in a way, is we have the webinar on Friday from the full CWG. I think it's undoable and unrealistic to have a specific webinar before that for the CCTLD community. So assuming you want one, it will have to be early next week. So we're talking about the 28th of April. So my first question is, do you still want to have that webinar or webinars, make it in plural?
I think we should, but I can't do anyone next week, but I'll, if the others are ready, I think it would be very good and very important.
So I think it's a good idea to do a webinar. I think we need to reach out to as many CC managers as possible. I can't do Monday, but I could do a Tuesday. I can't do a Wednesday. Tuesday is my only day next week. And I can't do Thursday, okay. Friday next week. But Tuesday I could do next week. But I have to say I would probably want to listen in to Lisa's on Friday of this week. Just so I'm up to speed. I'm not up to speed on the intricacies of the new model. As you know, I was advocating the stewardship element. I don't know what's happened to stewardship, because I understand stewardship. The technical function, which is now going into this separate company, I just don't quite understand, but someone can explain to me offline how, if it's currently IANA staff that are, ICANN staff that are doing it, and ICANN staff fail to perform, how one transfers that right to a different company, bearing in mind the different company is not going to want to take on the constitution of the PTI.
Maybe as a suggestion, I want to say we have the web. Lisa, will you be available next Monday, not for the webinar, but for this call on the 27th in the afternoon?
I actually don't know, to be honest. I won't be able to be available for the next I'll be available from a little later, but that would be 1500 UTC.
The reason for asking, I think, is a listening to you, Paul, and Stefan, and maybe involve Eric directly for the Latin America region, is if we can use the 27th, say, first of all, you've got the 24th webinar to listen in, and secondly, say, use the 27th to have a prep call whatsoever for the webinar on the 28th. So you, the presenters, can ask, oh, Paul, you can't. Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm in Parliament all day on Monday.
Yeah, sorry. Oh dear. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Sorry.
That would be Tuesday morning, is my guess.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, yeah.
Lisa, would you be available Tuesday morning?
I'm available at 8 CET, that's 7 fall time.
That's 6 UTC.
You're putting me through punishment, that's what it is.
No, I'm not, Paul. It's just that I have meetings from 8 UTC, but 7 UTC until all day, because we have our general assembly that day, and I have a board meeting, and I'm just...
Yeah, day job taking over.
Yes, day job taking over, exactly.
Monday is, Paul, if need be, say, Stefan, would you be available Tuesday morning to run through it with Paul before we do the webinars, so that we can use, say, Monday afternoon, with the exception of Paul, with Lisa and the others, and Alan to prep, and then we can debrief Paul on the 28th in the morning, and then we organize the webinars for the 28th and the 29th.
I do have time there on Tuesday morning. However, I'm a little bit hesitant, because if I do not know the proposal in general in such quality that I make people distrust the representation, it might actually have a backlash of not knowing the proposal well enough, and that's what worries me. I really need to see what happens on Friday, so I'm confirmed that I'm up to giving a webinar, because it might have backlash as well, doing it too poorly. So that's yes, to answer your question, yes, I can do Tuesday morning.
Because
UTC 7 or something, or 8.
Paul, Stefan, I fully understand, but I think ultimately nobody has the full understanding at this stage anymore. It's probably if people ask difficult questions, I think in the webinar it's more explaining the model, and that's at a high level point. And if people really have difficult questions, then defer them to the public comment, because that's the whole purpose of it. This is making very clear, say, what it is about. And I think you, say, if you don't have that overview as CWG members, who should? And if we do not decide this week, that's fine with me as well, but then, say, we need to send out an invite ASAP, if we want to do it on the 28th, 29th, for the community.
Yeah, those are the days possible, and I do have some day job deadline 29th as well, but I don't know exactly what and when, so we'll have to anticipate.
And I think, say, for example, for Latin America, we should ask Eric to do it. And and he can make it very, be very frank about it. Yes, it is complicated. Yes, we prepared a high-level overview of what is important. And if you really have specific questions, go back to the full CWG.
So can we just wrap this one up? I think we're all saying we're in favor of doing a CC-specific webinar. I'm wondering, Bart, if you could do some slides that address the core issues. And I'm happy to talk to those slides. I would welcome Stefan briefing me on any questions. I'm happy to do any time on the 28th, sort of preferably working time. 28th is the only day I've got. I can't do 29th. If Stefan wants to do it on the 28th, I'm happy as well. I don't mind who does it, but I think we should, we as the CC community should be out doing stuff to make people aware. If you
Paul,
do some slides, Bart, I'll talk to them.
Yeah, no problem at all. And what they will be, it will be probably a summary of the slides that will be used for the full CWG webinar, because you do not want to divert too much from those slides. So if you can listen in on Friday, that will already be very helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bob, what I think we need is actually to have slides that are specific for the CCs. Meaning that I think we can use like most of what's been done by the CWG, but have a final slide that says this is specific for the CCs. It's not a lot of extra work. It's just to have a summary on what we find is very important to the CCs.
That was my intention as well. So you start to use the CWD slide deck as a basis, but then make it more specific for the CCTLD community and highlight some of the potential concerns for the CCTLD community.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then what I'll do, and just so we can say to confirm, I'll reach out to the regional organizations. And this goes back to the second point, which is important here, is early next week we need to send out an email to the full CCTLD, probably tomorrow, to the CCTLD world lists and ask the regional organizations to send out it to their members, that there will be a combined webinar on the 27th and the 28th and the 29th, so the Tuesday and Wednesday. So we reach out as quickly as possible and to a broad group as possible, and that needs, and saying, I think it's going to be important that it comes from you, and that it includes, say, first of all, the announcement, the public comment is coming, the announcement of the CEWG webinar. Thirdly, there will be a summary document, say, which we will still need to discuss. And fourthly, around the webinars. I don't mind drafting that one and send it to you in the course of the day, because it's still early in my morning. I'm in Washington, by the way. So you can have it tomorrow morning and have a look at it. And I'll include Martin and Alan as well, and the other two members of this group. Would that work for you? Such an email, preparing such an email.
Yes.
Yes. That would be fine.
Yeah.
I need to drop off in a couple of minutes because I have another call at the hour.
I would like to drop off as well. But can I just say? So would someone please write an executive summary to my thing? Can you and I work on that report I did, Bart? Bring it up to date. Can you write an executive summary to it, Bart? Because my esteemed colleagues from wherever are not doing it.
I'll sort it out, say. I know, say, once we got, say, I know there is some work going on the proposal itself. Once we got this, say, we need to update the document itself, Paul, to reflect what's in the proposal, then we can do the executive summary, but that shouldn't take too much time.
And when is this, change in direction, when is the updated proposal going to be finalized then?
Lisa?
Excuse me, the update on the proposal?
Yeah, when will it be discussed? When is the final?
We're having a meeting tomorrow with the CWG. So.
So
after that, we'll send it out for public comment on Wednesday.
So then you have a stable version, Paul, and that's what you want to include.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's fine. So you will be on that call tomorrow, will you? What time is the call tomorrow, CWG call tomorrow?
That's at 5 UTC. 1700 UTC.
Okay.
So that's yeah.
Okay, I think we've run through the outreach program as was intended.
Yes. Okay. Have a nice day all and talk
and
to you soon.
And within the hour. And within the hour.
Okay. Yes. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.